CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Don't you want to see me, Mr. Crenshaw?
Oh, yes, yes. Come in, Piper. I wanted to catch you before you left for the day. You haven't forgotten about the dinner tonight.
Oh, no, 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 no. I was going to do some last-minute Christmas shopping, pick up something I ordered for my wife, and I thought I'd stop at the house, clean up a bit, shave, and change my shirt, and then I'd drive on to the club.
Good, good. Now, we won't eat until 7, but I'd like you to be there by 6.
Yes.
I want to make sure you have a chance to meet everybody. I know they're especially anxious to meet you. And get a first-hand account of what you learned visiting our export offices in Europe this summer.
Oh, well, I'll be there by 6 definitely, Mr. Crenshaw.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Piper.
I'm
counting on you to help me make a good impression, especially with two of those new men. Higgins from San Francisco and Blair from New Orleans.
Oh, well, I'll certainly do the best I can, sir.
And between you and me, I know some of these fellas didn't approve when I merged with the Alco Company of New York last spring. And it's up to us to prove that Crenshaw and Company is going to be bigger and better than ever before.
Oh, well, I think the majority of them felt that you did the wise thing, Mr. Crenshaw.
My boy, when you're in the export-import business, you've got to keep on your toes every minute. I can't stress enough to you how important it is that every one of these men leave this informal business party tonight with a feeling of inspiration. I'm counting on you.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll be there at 6 sharp, Mr. Crenshaw.
The Christmas rush is on. Stores and streets are jammed to capacity. Let's all work together to make this a safe Christmas shopping period. Cross only at crosswalks. If you're driving, be extra careful of package-laden pedestrians. In stores, be patient. The salesmen and saleswomen are hoping it'll be a Merry Christmas for them, too. And perhaps most important of all, when you have the children along, bless them, see that they don't lose themselves in the crowd. As to shopping itself, here's a gift suggestion.
Almost Christmas, no time to lose, lots of gifts to choose.
Give him,
give her,
a gift that finds your need.
For him, a wide range of all new gifts from $1.50 to $10. A combination of after shaving lotion and invisible talc, only $2.50. All prices plus tax. Yardley.
Give him,
give her,
a gift that finds your need.
Boy, it certainly is. Golly, what a mob of people there were downtown shopping. I'm so late, I rushed home and...
It doesn't matter. Come on in the living room and look who's here.
Certainly doesn't matter. Boy, if you have heard Crenshaw...
Well, look who's here, dear.
Oh, well, fam sakes, my beloved nephew. Hiya, buddy.
He must be called Roger now, dear. He's in college.
Well, I don't blame him. Roger it is. And how are you, Roger?
Well, I'm fine, thank you, sir. How are you?
Fine, just fine, thanks.
You look thinner than when I last saw you.
Oh, thinner? No, I weigh about the same as I always have. In fact, probably should take off a few pounds.
And how long have you had that cough?
What?
Roger's in pre-med, you know, dear. He's going to be a doctor.
I don't like that cough you've got.
Oh, well, I don't like it either. But every time I get a cold, I have a cough afterwards. It hangs on for weeks, so there it is.
How long since you've had a chest raise?
Oh, now look here, buddy.
Roger, dear.
Yes, all right. Now, look here, Roger, then. Just because you've taken a sudden interest in medicine.
Oh, why do you discourage him, honey? I think it's wonderful we'll have a doctor in the family. Think of the free medical advice we'll get.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. Okay, I'm sorry, Roger. I appreciate your solicitude, but outside of this cough, I feel fine, thanks.
Well, I still think you ought to have an x-ray of your chest. After all, when you have a sudden loss of weight and a cough, those are certainly symptoms of something...
Look, I haven't lost weight.
Well, you're certainly thinner than when I saw you last spring.
I haven't lost weight.
How do you sleep? Do you wake up in the middle of the night for no reason at all? Are you tired when you get up in the morning?
Well,
your color isn't good at all. Look, I don't mean to alarm you, but you're as bad as Dad. I was home for Thanksgiving, and Dad just ran upstairs, and he was out of breath. I was after him all weekend to go and have an electrocardiogram.
Your father must have had a very pleasant Thanksgiving.
Now, dear, Roger, just
seeing this thing objectively. What you and Dad don't realize is that you're getting older, not younger.
Yeah.
And after 25, the tissues of the body start to degenerate, to decay.
Look, buddy, this is fascinating, I'm sure. I know you mean well, but I am late now. I'm due at a very important business dinner. I'll only have time now to shave and change my shirt. So
a business dinner? Buddy, Roger stopped here on his way from college. So I could help look for a Christmas present for his mother. Since Aunt Effie and Betsy are shopping, I thought that we'd all have dinner, and then you'd stay with Bobby.
Well, this morning I had a business dinner.
I didn't hear you. All right. Run along. Roger, and I'll eat, and then we'll wait for Aunt Effie to come back.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, buddy, but this is very important. I've got to run.
Hey, you take it easy. Not so much rushing around.
Yeah.
I think I'd better have a little talk with you about him.
Yes. All right, Roger. For goodness sake, don't yell at me to come rushing upstairs like this. You'll wake the baby. What's the matter? I'm trying to get dinner on the table for Buddy and me.
Well, I'm sorry.
Why, your face is just white, honey. What's the matter? Sit down, dear.
I am thinner.
What?
I am thinner. Just got on the scales. I've lost 3 pounds.
Oh, for heaven's sake, what's 3 pounds? You're going to worry about that just because Buddy said, or rather Roger said?
Don, well, I always stay just about the same. Maybe a pound up or down, but never 3 pounds. I've lost three pounds.
Honestly, the power of suggestion.
Okay, all right, but look at my shirt collar. Look here.
Well, that is funny.
Yeah. I thought this morning the shirt I put on seemed too big in the neck, and I got out this one, and look, I'm just swimming in it.
Well, even if you took off 3 pounds, I don't see why you'd take it off your neck. Let me see that collar.
It's not that I'm worried, you understand, but maybe I ought to get a checkup.
Well, in the meantime, why don't you just get a cough drop? This isn't even your shirt.
What?
Oh, this makes me so mad. Last week the laundry sent back the wrong shirts. I had to call them. The same thing 3 weeks ago. Oh, they apologized. They had new, inexperienced help. It wouldn't happen again. Look at every one of these shirts. Oh, honestly, dear. You feel better?
Yes.
Great.
Oh,
really,
boy, dude. That buddy. Look, last year he wanted to sound like Elvin Presley. This year he tries to sound like one of the Mayo brothers. In a year's time.
I think it's Elvis Presley.
Elvis, all right, Elvis.
Well, it's wonderful, honey. We should encourage him.
I suppose so. But where are those new ties I bought?
Well, they're still in the box on the closet shelf. Now, you get them while I look through these shirts. Oh, this one isn't yours either. Oh, this laundry makes me so mad.
Where on the closet shelf?
Oh, just a second. Now, look, I don't want you to pull everything down. I got all my Christmas stuff.
Oh,
honey, I just said don't pull it.
Well,
my Christmas wrappings and... you look Christmassy with that red ribbon around your ear.
Oh,
what's the matter? What is it
now? I've got something in my eye.
Oh,
boy,
really?
Does it ever fail just when you're in a hurry? Everything goes wrong.
Now get out of the way, dear. I'll look for your ties. Boy, look at the mess you made. Things go wrong because you do rush after them in such a hurry. That's one of your shirts on the top of the bureau there.
I can't get it out.
You don't have to get it out. I just said it was on the top.
I can't get this thing out of my eye.
Oh. I'll pull the lid down.
I did.
Don't rub it. There's an eye cup in the bathroom and some eye wash. Now, try that. Honestly, I have no idea where I put your ties. You've made such a mess knocking all the boxes down here on the floor. Don't rub your eye, darling. Whatever's in there may scratch the eyeball. You'll get it all inflamed and get an infection.
I can see it. I can see it. Look. See, right on the iris. Sparkly thing.
What do I say?
See?
Oh, yes. It's one of those sparkly things from a Christmas card, I guess. Good heavens, it's huge. Doesn't it hurt?
Doesn't it hurt? Yes, it hurts. It feels like a red-hot poker. Look, I promised Cranshaw I'd be at the club by 6 o'clock, and it's 20 minutes to, and I'm not dressed. Oh, I tell you, this thing is killing me.
Well, stop digging at it. Your eye is more important than your book. Now get the eye cup and the eye wash and see what happens.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. We're that proud of it, we'd like to remind you again that you have a holiday season date with CBS Radio for lots of something special. our week-long pre-Christmas schedule of Christmas carols and songs, marking CBS Radio's 33rd consecutive Yuletide on the air, will be climaxed by our fifth annual Christmas Sing with Bing. Christmas Eve, the traditional time for families to be together. Let CBS Radio be part of your celebration in the finest way we know. Bing Crosby will be host, joined by choral groups from all over the nation and the world, making yours a warm, memorable Christmas Eve. Throughout this holiday season, the different sound of CBS Radio is at your disposal for holiday cheer. A long, varied list of holiday treats awaits you. And one of the very special ones is your date to hear CBS Radio's winning 7 daytime serials on Christmas Day, when the leading personalities of all 7 will be exchanging Christmas visits.
Well, I've got your shirt buttoned. Tuck it in while I tie your tie. I think you're idiotic to go out to some old business dinner when you're obviously in agony.
Well, it only hurts when I close my eye, if I can manage to keep it open.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Cranshaw would understand that you had to find somebody and get it taken out.
Look, Mr. Cranshaw would not understand that I was an hour late because I had something in my eye. It even sounds like an excuse for being late. Counting on me to make a good impression on these out-of-town guys.
Well, you're not in any mood to make a good impression. When you've got something in your eye, that's all you can think of, and you know it.
Boy, everything happens to me.
Yeah, like the time you were going on the radio to give a speech about the businessmen's club, you remember? 2 minutes ago, and you got hiccups.
Oh, golly, yeah, but this is worse, I tell you. This hurts.
Yeah. Oh, what is the matter with us? We have a doctor in the house. Roger!
You crazy?
Come on up here, quickly.
Look here.
Roger, come on.
If you think for 1 minute...
Well, just a minute.
Is something wrong?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going...
Yes, doctor, he's got something in his eye. You can see it, and if you'll hold still, I know you can get it out in a second.
His eye? Well, gee, I haven't had eyes yet. I mean, you know, you think of me as a doctor, but the truth is I'm just first-year pre-med. I'm just taking things like chemistry and zoology. I mean, we're just cutting up frogs. You know, things like that. I mean, I wouldn't be an eye doctor anyhow. I thought I'd be a diagnostician.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Is that so? Now, look here, young man. If you're going to be a doctor of medicine, you'll have to learn how to do a lot of things before you can specialize. And you'll never be a doctor if you're scared to face things. Now, you take this thing out of my eye.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Just sit down. Yeah. Under the light, sir.
Here's a Q-tip, doctor.
Uh-huh.
I'll hold his eye open. Now, courage. Both of you.
I got it.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Well, oh, boy, what a relief. Well, thank you, Dr. Barrett. Oh, find out what his fee is and pay him, will you, dear? Excuse me for rushing off.
All right,
keep on paying him.
I will, honey. See you later. Good luck at your dinner. Buddy, aren't you... Buddy.
My first... patient.
Yes, now, for goodness sake, you sit down. Don't faint on me here. Put your head down, doctor. I'll get you a glass of water.
The couple next door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.